fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, and today I want to go through Chapter 8 of John's Gospel. I mentioned yesterday, if you had a chance to tune into the program, I took the day to talk about the Lord's Day, about Mass, about setting aside Sunday, because it's a radical thing in our day to do something like that. You know, we're living in a culture. What's a culture? It's the way of life of a people. It's the habits. It's what they value. It's where they put their time and energy, their mind, their focus, their imagination. And the way of life of our culture is changing. It's changing from a culture which was never perfect, but it had, I think was it Chesterton or de Tocqueville who said, America feels like it has the soul of a church in some way, in the sense that Americans had a distinctive God direction about them. It wasn't that the country was a church or, you know, the government was completely tied to religion or something, but it was a religious people. And the first thing for many Americans historically was God and giving to God what belongs to God. That characterized the life of many, many people. And of course, everyone does it imperfectly, but bottom line, that was the fundamental orientation. So our culture did things like set aside the Lord's Day. I remember when I was a little boy in my hometown in southern Minnesota, almost every store was shut down on Sunday. Everything was closed. That changed as time went on. I was born in the late 50s. But that changed gradually. And by the time I graduated from high school, stores were open everywhere. It all happened in one short period of time, 15 years, something like that. And so what ends up happening is the culture begins, the broader secular culture that emerges, begins to dictate a new way of life. In the past, it was easy to set aside the Lord's Day. It was easier, let me put it that way. It was easier to do it. Why? Because everybody was doing it. Because there weren't a million options out there. Things were literally shut down. And they were shut down out of respect for setting aside the Lord's Day. Obeying the commandment, right? Keep holy the Sabbath day, the Lord's Day. But as the culture began to ignore it and the commitment to consumption and buying and selling it, and the market drove more and more the culture, soon everything was open. And Sunday became just another day, became a Saturday, actually, as part of the weekend. And the weekend wasn't about setting aside a day on that weekend of rest that helped shape and form us, and it was a sign of who we are. But the culture laid hold of that day and captured it, or we accommodated to the broader culture, so much so that the vast majority of baptized people, baptized Catholics, do not go to church on a regular basis. And somehow think it's okay, but what's happening, they don't see it, is they're being conformed to the world. And this is an exhortation that Jesus, the apostles, and others spoke about constantly. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. Have a renewed mind. Understand what really matters. Because the world will work overtime to get you to put secondary things first in order to push the primary things to the back, to forget them ultimately. So to be a Catholic today, to be a Christian today means first, as it always has, to be a disciple. Well, what's a disciple? A disciple is someone who is radically surrender to the person of Jesus Christ. And in the simplest terms, as St. Paul says, I live now to please the Lord. And I set him at the center of my life. And I shape the way I live, how I use my time, my talent, my treasure, my focus, what I value. I shape it by following him, around him, with him as the center of my life, seeking to please him. And today, to live that way means to be countercultural. It means to be radically countercultural. And the Lord's Day, as I mentioned yesterday, began the week just by touching on it because it's such an important part of the life of a Christian, but so many, as I'm saying, of the baptized, as I said earlier, don't see it. It's a day, again, like everything else in life. The culture set up to serve me. Life is like a big smorgasbord, and I decide what I'm going to take, what I'm going to have, when I want to have it. And I build a life around my own personal comforts because I've been habituated to do that by the broader culture. And the broader culture does it in order to sell me stuff, to get me addicted to buying things, to get me into a habit of buying and having and being concerned about what I don't have, being anxious about what I don't have. Instead of having my mind and heart set on Christ and trusting in Him and listening to Him when He said, Matthew 6, for example, He said, you know, don't be anxious about anything, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear, but seek first the kingdom of God and everything else will be added unto you. Well, the culture slowly, slowly draws us out of the seek first mentality of seeking God and the things of God first. And then we're literally, what shall I say, immersed in a culture that's driven by consumerism. And part of that drive is to constantly make appeals to you and to me through commercials, through ads, through whatever it is, constantly telling us we need something more. You need to have this. You need to buy this. You need to look like this. Building within us the habit of mind that gets us to think and believe that the life where I'm at right now is not good enough. Instead of listening to what the scripture says, what the Lord says about be content with what you have, having a certain interior contentment, a peace, because I know I possess already the great pearl, the pearl of great price, Christ Himself. I'm united to God in the person of Christ. I've been given a promise of heaven. My life here on earth is very short. It's a breath. It's a passing shadow. I don't need to be anxious. I'm going to be okay. All is well. I'm in God's hands. That's what we see in the person of Christ. That's what we see literally of Jesus, even on the cross. All is well. The only place of safety, the only place of true freedom is to be in God, is to be in Christ, to be putting on the Lord Jesus Christ, as Scripture says. But the culture is built on deconstructing. The secular culture seeks to deconstruct the habit of life, the Christian pattern of life that leads us to be detached in relationship to all that consumption. Because it wants us to become addicted to it, so we keep spending the money. And to do that, it creates discontent, constantly putting images before us of people who seem to have it all. And of course, in comparison, we don't have anything hardly. And so we do feel discontent. And it's easy to feel discontent because in this world, friends, this is not our home. We're never going to be completely satisfied here in this world because we're made for something more. And so the enemy and the world, the flesh and the devil play on that. They go after our sense of in some ways being lost or a sense of alienation that dominates the human heart and mind in many ways. And say, oh, here's the answer to that. Here's where you're going to find comfort. And we see it even more radically in a more crazy ways, the addiction to things like pornography, the addiction to drugs, the intense pursuit of escape, of medicating ourselves, of seeking ecstasy, of seeking whatever it is that we can escape the place we're in, to go to a place of promise. You know, if I take this drug, if I do this thing, if I will be able to just leave my ordinary, mundane, discouraging, depressing world, that's my life. There's the battle. That's why we're so susceptible. That's why we're the wealthiest country, the most materialistically rich, the most comfortable, the most entertained culture in the history of the world, and we're still not satisfied. We need more. It's an addiction. And what the church needs to be, if the church is going to be a light to the world, a light to the nations, she has to be she's got to live a very distinct life. She's got to live the life of Christ. It's a healthy detachment. And that healthy detachment can only come when our hearts are restless, as St. Augustine said, until they rest in thee. Jesus said, if you seek me first, everything will be added. If you seek me first, your heart will rest. I'll bring you to a place of rest, of peace, of contentment, of healthy detachment. But if we're actually, if we call ourselves Catholic, but actually we have a full foot in the world and we're very anxious about keeping up with the pace of the culture and making sure we look like everybody around us to fit in, that weakness in us, that thing in us that causes us to just want to be accepted no matter what, will never get us to the place of contentment. So people live with one foot in the world, or maybe a foot and a half in the world and a half a foot in the kingdom of God. And we take a minimalistic approach to following Christ and being Catholic. Another expression of that is, another way to understand it is what Jesus talked about being lukewarm. I'm really not all in. I'm half in. I'm less than half in. I'm doing something out of a sense of duty, but I'm very minimalistic about it. I'm not really seeking God. I'm not passionately pursuing God. I'm sort of paying dues. Well, that's a terrible place to be, first because Jesus said it makes him want to vomit when people are there, because he gave everything for us, and then we can give a half-hearted response to him. But the problem is also that there's nothing there. That is, there's no power there. There's no real communion with Christ there. All the pearl, the good, the great treasure, the goodness, the life, the joy, the passion of being able to experience union with God, it doesn't come when we're half in. We need to go all in. We need to seek the Lord. Jesus said, if you seek me, you'll find me. Hunger, thirst, go after him. So not only do we fail in that context to be the light of the world, because we don't look any different than the world, because we're trying to constantly conform the church to the world, because our first goal is the world, really. So we're not a light, but at the same time, we miss completely the treasure, the life that Christ desires to give to each and every one of us. It's so important for us to be able to see that. You are called to full communion, deep relationship with Christ. You're called to be a saint. And a saint is someone who's not perfect. A saint is someone who decided, who heard the word of God and staked everything on it and said, Jesus, I trust you. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to take hold of your hand. Take me wherever you want me to go. You're the center of my life now. I've done enough. I've done enough in my life to know that no matter how hard I try, I can't get out of life what I want out of life. The joy, the peace, the contentment, the sense of integration and health and wholeness that comes from knowing you, Jesus. I want to follow you with all my heart, all my soul, and all my strength. Friends, have a good day. God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words.
St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.